Mira and Harper Audio presents Winter at the Beach by Sheila Roberts, performed by Anne-Marie Gideon. Chapter 1. Life at the beach was good. It was even better when you ran a motel and had people staying in it. Lately, life at the beach hadn't been quite so good for Jenna Jones, manager of the Driftwood Inn in the beach town of Moonlight Harbor, Washington. Her great aunt, Edie Patterson, the current owner, had offered Jenna both a home with her and a job after her divorce. Jenna had been grateful for the new start, and Aunt Edie had been grateful for the help, as the place had fallen into disrepair after the death of her husband, Ralph. Jenna would eventually inherit the motel, which offered her financial security. It had been a win-win deal, and Jenna had whipped the place into shape, decorating on a shoestring, giving the rooms a different theme, depending on what color bargain carpet and what kind of thrift store decor she'd been able to find. The Driftwood Inn was now, if she did say so herself, a charming beach retreat, but she needed more heads and beds. After Labor Day, when summer fun ended and families got busy with school and football season, reservations became scarce. Now, in October, well, if you were looking for a cute vintage motel to stay in, the Driftwood Inn had plenty of vacancies. This was a problem because Jenna had mouths to feed, people depending on her, including her ex-husband, struggling artist Damien Petty, who wasn't struggling nearly as much as he deserved to be, thanks to the transitional spousal support Jenna paid him every month. More important, she was responsible for her daughter, Sabrina, and her great aunt.